We have the minutes before us, if everybody would like to take a quick second to look at them. And I will entertain a motion to approve them. Somebody would like to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Okay. I'd like to kind of jump ahead to the request for use of county property. Ms. Ladd is here from the Historical Society to kind of give us a rundown on what they're proposing for a courthouse.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim Dodd.
Okay. We are thinking of having our annual dinner at the courthouse since it is the anniversary of the founding of the courthouse, building of that courthouse. And I understand that that event has been approved. So I need to get some details and information on how exactly the two groups are going to pull this off together. That's what I'm looking for.
Two groups, mean us and
the Madison County Historical Society.
I think we had there was a question, I don't know if it was answered at that meeting or not, about wine and alcohol. Is that, do we allow that?
We do, but we would, you know, we don't, first of all, we don't do things like this very often. We're allowing this to be done because of the anniversary.
Right.
What we would ask is that your caterer have the liquor license and also have dram shop insurance.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was
insurance. Insurance, right.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll
right.
have it. If you have a caterer that's got a liquor license, we'll have dram shop.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the issue. We you guys have the ability to approve the use of it and to include the alcoholic beverages, just to answer your question, but that would be the requirement that, you know, Annette and her folks would want to make sure that we have.
Okay. And then I guess the other question, what day and time is this again?
It would be November the 8th, which is a Sunday.
Okay.
Yes.
How many people do you plan on having?
In the past, we've had about 80 people.
Oh, okay.
And if there would be more people coming because from the county, because it would be more of an obviously county-sponsored event,
right.
There could be as many as 100.
Well, that was my only concern, where you're going to put them in there.
Yeah, if you have the room.
That's exactly my concern, too.
I think Joe was going to...
Who's going to provide this security?
Yeah.
The county would. We would have
Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department, Kirk's people, all, you know, whoever we needed on our end made available to assist. The Historical Society would be responsible for the dinner, the money part of it, running the tables and all that. So we would make sure the building was open.
This going to involve overtime?
Potentially, yes.
And I would think that because it is a courthouse, they'd have to go through the same screening that anybody would normally go through, or not?
No, not for
nope.
this type
okay.
of event. Yeah, okay. The courts are closed. The offices are closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason we're doing this, I guess, is that we just did a remodeling job on the outside. We did all that work, some stuff on the inside. It is nothing new. For example, St. Louis has a Mardi Gras type thing. Not Mardi Gras, what do you call that?
Mayor's Ball.
Mayor's Ball,
yeah.
Inside the... City Hall, you know, something of that nature. This isn't for us, it's for the Historical Society Museum, and I don't see any problems with it personally. And to answer your question on how to work with it, instead of doing it at the meeting, I would have you work directly with Joe, and then he can answer any questions you may have.
That would be the best bet.
That would be the best bet.
And do you have any questions? I mean, I think we already approved this.
Yeah,
our one concern would be possible alcohol. But as long as that's being addressed through the caterer, and they have all the proper papers, and as far as I'm concerned, you and Joe can work out all the details. And I believe the committee's all...
Have we approved that already?
Yes.
Yes.
Last meeting, didn't we? Yes. Yeah, as long as they get the proper... Well, we leave that to Joe.
Alcohol at the courthouse.
Sorry,
you have to go back.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sure.
Maybe this will be a first.
Yeah.
You're talking about legal alcohol.
Serve or drink.
Yeah. I just borrowed this from him.
I believe we had an event on the Wood River the property parking lot that's at Child Advocacy Center sponsored that where we approved the alcohol and all those things, but it was all done by somebody else, not by the county.
Right.
But other than that, I don't recall if we've ever done anything like this.
And really, the only expense we're going to have, except for turning on the lights, is security, and we're probably only talking a couple of...
Well, you probably wouldn't have to worry about sending security. I don't even know if you would have to have a deputy there.
Oh, you
had to have somebody open it up, because it's either going to be, people from the museum there. It's not going to like it's going to be...
I would say this is a fairly low-risk group.
Right.
I mean, if you were going to want alcohol in Edwardsville downtown, would you go to the courthouse? Certainly not.
You don't think they want to come here?
We should be fine.
Hey, some of them older people get that wine in them. You never know what they're going to do.
Okay, so if that's okay with you, just work out the details.
Okay. One other question that I had was, would everything else be closed? Is there any chance of having a couple, like a courtroom open or... something
again, you'd have to work that out with Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the chief judge and the circuit clerk's interested in, they want to somehow promote the 100th anniversary of the courthouse. So we threw this idea at them, and they said that would be great. They can kind of double up and do some publicity and things like that. So if the courtrooms, you know, tours of the courthouse or something like that were in order, you know, we could work something like
okay.
that.
Okay. I'll work with
Kurt's
you on
people
that.
Will be available to help move stuff around, set up tables, all those types of things. So we'll get it all worked out.
Okay, great. I won't take any more time from your meeting then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
We need to take a vote on that.
We did last time.
We passed it last time. Pending.
I think it's okay. The M&M boy did it.
Yeah, pending information on
the... You know the M&M boy?
All right.
Let's go ahead and
M&M boy.
We'll go back to project status, administration building, cleaning, resealing, and final walkthrough, I believe, on Friday for this and the courthouse. And that'll finish up the projects here. Courthouse engineering services, I'm setting up interviews with three firms to review their kind of processes on looking at the HVAC and the efficiencies and stuff. Detention home, door and lock hardware replacement. Mechanics planning mode came out, did their final measurements, and they're ordering doors and other material. Detention home chiller replacement came, leak checked, and actually started the chiller this morning. On that one, basically just pipe insulation is all that's left to be done. Highway carpet replacements complete. Jail needs assessment study. I met with Farmer, surveyed the jail, look at any suspicious materials. I haven't got a report back on that, but we do need to know what to budget for abatement if we need abatement, so that'll help us determine our budget and where to spend the money.
Okay.
Wood River Emergency Equipment Building is complete. The Health Department's vehicles are there. EMA has moved some of their equipment in. I moved my equipment in, and we've cleaned out the shelter care building as of Friday or Thursday last week. So
that way,
cities
for average older.
Cities. Taking it over.
They moved some dirt.
They moved a lot of things.
I drove by there yesterday afternoon.
Tore down trees, yeah.
Yeah.
Wood River Employment and Training, demolition's complete, and hopefully towards the end of this week we'll start remodeling in the office spaces. Wood River Basement Chiller, Kane's done with their end basically except for a startup. Camp Electric is finishing the electric wiring today and probably tomorrow. And pipe insulation needs to be done also. Wood River Health Department corridors are complete. And the request for use of county property. One was a historical society. Two is Landegotian Community Market. This is their annual request to use a space in between the courthouse and use one electrical outlet and some parking. And some signage.
They used to have it on the street, didn't they?
Yeah, they still do have it on the street, but they have a one-man band on the
concrete
plaza there.
Okay.
So, and to put their sign on the corner of the lawn. So I guess ask for your approval for that.
Any questions on that? I have a motion.
I'll move that long. They provide the insurance, correct? As long as they provide, I'll make that with the
motion by Joe,
with that stipulation that they provide the proper insurance.
Yeah. They've been good. They do that every year.
Okay. All those in favor signify by
aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
All right. Progress invoices. I have one for mechanics planning mill for this building. IT, we are dividing large room into two office spaces.
No.
Yeah, they should be. I don't know where they stopped.
We don't have anything.
Down here with Mick.
And we had the...
No, it's underneath Joe.
It's underneath here. Thank you.
Sorry, Mick.
It's all right.
I thought I passed it to you, but I guess I didn't.
Anyway, IT's building, making, separating an office room, and bought a door for them from mechanics. Yeah, it's $889. Health department phase two, we bought another set of double doors for another entranceway that was too narrow, and some floor tile, total $1,271.32. Jail assessment, we have progress invoice from AAIC, basically meeting with Farmer and setting that up. That was $2,750. Capital project, Wood River facility, Coil, RP Lumber, Valo, and Walco tools. This is all supplies relating to the demolition of employment training, new office space area. And do you want me to bring the revised purchase request in with the bills?
Let's do that separately.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the bill list. Joe?
So moved.
Second?
What are we approving?
The bill list, projects, the four projects.
Second.
Second by Steve. Okay, Mick?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roger, yeah. Tom, sorry. Jim? Bruce?
Aye.
Steve?
Yep.
Myself. Motion passes.
Next is the revised purchase request for door replacement at detention home. The last one, I think, was off by, there's a typo, the dollar amount was off by $200. So,
oh, is that all it was?
Yeah. Okay. It's $25,460. It's a real total.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve that?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Any of these?
I got a question.
I
got a question. When are we going to finish painting these? Highway department. Are we done?
Painting, I believe.
They got the scaffold was up last meeting, still up. I mean, it's been up like 3 months.
It's done. We were waiting on some lights, so we're back ordering.
They get them fixed?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay,
that was a month ago, so.
Gentlemen, we need to go into closed session for property.
I'll move that we go into closed session for the discussion of property sale or possible property sale.
Yes. Joe?
Yes.
Bruce?
Yes.